It's the radio segment that once led the internet with 10 million followers.
Whoa.
But then he gave a speech saying, "You stream me. You really, really stream me." And he lost them all.
Pretty desperate sounding.
Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other crappy meals just don't. This first laser story is out of Sudensalmonster, Germany.
Ooh, wow, nice.
Yeah.
A guy in his 20s walked into a bank the other day, then suddenly pulled out a gun and demanded the tellers to give him all their money. So the tellers did what he said and emptied their tills, and then he got away with a big bag of cash.
Oh, wow.
Well, when the cops showed up, they found out that the security cameras weren't working.
Oh, what? No.
So they asked the bank staff and witnesses to describe the guy, but all 11 people said they couldn't.
Why?
What? How?
11 people, like, you're getting the first thing in my mind is, okay, what am I going to remember about him, right, to tell the cops?
Every single one of them said they were too distracted by his colorful 80s style tie.
What?
Police say, quote, "He did it very cleverly. Everyone focused on the ugly tie, and no one paid attention to his actual face."
Crazy. He didn't even have a mask on?
Yeah, what?
Nope. I wonder if he hears this later and he's like, "That's my favorite tie. I wasn't trying to distract anyone." Yeah. He's offended.
I just wanted to look like a professional bank robber.
So the robber is still out there.
Wow.
And the police don't have any leads.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Who would have ever guessed the best way to get away with a crime would be to dress like a hack comic at a Chuckle Hut open mic night in 1985?
You guys want to hear some yuck yucks?
Yeah.
Oh, is this thing on?
This next laser story is out of Dunfermline, Scotland.
We're
coming hard.
There's a 47-year-old guy named Matthew Davies, and just like the last guy, he also robbed a bank.
What?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Cool.
Don't tell me he got away because he had an ugly jacket on.
Well, he tried to rob a bank, I should have said.
Okay.
He wasn't successful, and we know that because he was in court last week, and officers said how the robbery went wrong. Apparently, Matthew took a pillowcase with him to the heist and planned to use it as a mask.
Can't really see through those things very well.
When he put it on, he realized he'd forgotten to cut eye holes.
Not great. He just walks into the door.
So he attempted to come into the bank and demand money from the teller.
Yeah, but he wasn't facing the teller. Who was he talking to? The ATM?
Instead, he ran into one of the side counters and deposit slips flew everywhere. He then tried to get up and bumped his head on one of the customer service desks. Eventually, he figured out that it was too hard to see, so Matthew took off the pillowcase, which made it very easy to identify him.
Winner!
Wow. He needed to learn from that tie guy.
He did. So he wound up pleading guilty to assault and robbery, and he'll be sentenced next month.
Oh, boy.
Pillow man no longer on the loose.
This next laser story is out of Bangor, Maine. Get ready.
The Maine
accent. Yeah, exactly.
Get ready for a new adventure because a pair of Mainers, that's what you call people from Maine, they've hidden $20,000 somewhere in the state, and they're inviting treasure seekers to come and find it.
Remember when that rich guy did this in Colorado and a bunch of people died trying to find it?
Like in the mountains or something?
The creators are a couple named Kurt and Kelly Stokes. Apparently, they spent 3 years exploring and photographing locations around the state before creating an elaborate hide-and-seek game.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
Do we just blindly believe them that they put 20 grand out there? Like, what if they just made it up and people are searching and they're like, "That was an IOU."
I feel like it's worth the risk.
Hid an IOU. Yeah.
Well, their game is called Finding the Dorigo Treasure.
Oh.
And it'll involve solving a secret, a riddle, and a puzzle.
Sounds awful. Sounds way too complicated.
Sounds like the couple's really into those murder mystery parties, too. I'll just keep and they make their friends dress instead. Up all the time.
Yeah. Now, getting started means that you'll have to pony up for a deck of cards for $19.99.
Okay, there it is.
Mm. Or special treasure flashcards for $39.99.
Okay.
Because
they're trying to make up for that $20,000 that they hit, all right? They got to pay for this thing.
But you can't even do that anymore because the couple says the cards are now completely sold out.
Oh, shut up. It worked.
Kurt and Kelly claim the quest for the hidden treasure is legal, ethical, and environmentally responsible. And they say, quote, "What better way to celebrate Maine than to explore parts of the state they never knew existed?"
Aww. It's a tourism campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maine is a beautiful place if you've never been.
This next laser story is out of the world of whoa. Oh.
Wow. Like once I leave work and go home, I live here.
Yeah. I feel like even at work sometimes you're still there.
Teenagers today were born between 2001 and 2008.
Ugh.
So it's safe to say their childhoods looked a heck of a lot different than yours did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, people on Reddit are sharing things they used to do that today's teens wouldn't be able to understand.
Oh my God.
It's gonna make you feel old.
Yeah, maybe Alexis can tell us if she ever did any of these.
Yeah.
So here's the top seven answers. Number seven, recording songs from the radio using a tape recorder.
Oh man.
Why would you ever do that?
Because you couldn't download music.
Oh, that's terrible.
That sucks. Record onto a tape as the radio was playing.
And if you wanted to get like the new single, you would wait in line and then you would go into the store and buy a CD that just had only that song on it.
Yeah.
Maybe a bonus track.
Or you get risky and buy the whole album without listening to
it. Number six, spending 15 minutes untwisting a landline phone cord.
Yeah. Things were the worst.
Mm-hmm. Those are the original earphone cords.
Yeah, right.
They just got tangled up all the time.
I used to stretch mine as far as I could to try to get in the bathroom so that my parents couldn't hear me talk.
What?
Number five.
No one get on the internet. I'm on the phone.
Number five is getting off the phone so someone else could use the internet.
See?
What?
No. That's the sound of dialogue.
I don't like that.
Back in the day, the internet went through your actual phone. So far, none of these for Alexis?
No, I don't know.
She was born in like 98 or something.
97?
Whatever.
Number four, stopping at a gas station to ask for directions.
Oh.
Are you guys down to do any shrooms?
Stop!
Number three, turning to Channel 3 to play a video game.
Oh, I forgot about that. Was it on the TV?
Yeah. No.
It was like your aux. So like in order, you know how you can switch?
There's settings like video 1, video 2. Oh, they didn't have those back in the day.
Yeah.
Only Channel 3 worked for all of your accessories.
Yeah, you couldn't just switch the input.
Number two, watching the scrambled Showtime, Cinemax, or Playboy channel.
That would have been weird. Every once in a while, you saw a fuzzy boob, and you just had to memorize it.
And the number one thing that people don't think today's teens would understand is getting a big bowl of cereal, then sitting down for 4 hours of Saturday morning cartoons.
Because you always had cartoons on demand, Alexis.
Oh, I watched like Disney Channel, Nickelodeon.
Yeah,
we didn't have it when I was little. I got cartoons Saturday
morning.
Yes.
You watch it on Channel 4 at like 7 a.m. or 6 a.m. all the way until like noon. Yes. It was just all cartoons.
I'm glad I can't relate to any of these. Honestly.
You basically turned into the History Channel on Laser Stories today.
I feel bad for you all.
Dude, I still have my kids' trick that their Saturday morning cartoons. I turn Netflix on for them Saturday mornings just so Mama can sleep.
I know one person who wishes that he was born back then, because if he was, he would have destroyed a pair of his Bo Jackson cross trainers.
Yeah, he would. I don't know those either.
He'll never know. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.